Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. The channel, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. Let's get to our headlines this hour, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or at DoralHyundai.com. We got an 8:15 kickoff tonight from Buffalo. We got Game Day Uncensored coming your way at 4 p.m. with myself and Alejandro Solana as the Dolphins looking to see if they can win their first game against the Bills in 6 tries. It's been rough. Been a rough go of it. I was
If you go to any team in the league, they got that one team.
Oh yeah, this guy Josh Allen. I mean, he really has. He has put the Dolphins in a chokehold his entire career. Which Tua did say, you know.
Here we go.
One more thing from this article from Marcelo Jacques of ESPN. It said, a source familiar with Stephen Ross's thinking told ESPN this offseason they don't believe McDaniels and Greer's job security hinges on something as simple as, quote, playoffs or bust, and reiterated that sentiment after week one.
I'll allow it.
Thank you. Greer, I was looking around, seeing if the ref saw it.
River Raid kicked your ass, though.
We let it go.
Yeah.
Greer said in January that Ross hadn't issued an ultimatum to either of them. McDaniel said Monday that his conversations with Ross haven't changed despite Sunday's loss to the Patriots. According to the aforementioned team source, Ross's status quo comment pertained more to the process than results, although there is a limit to his patience with the team results. After the winless start in 2025 and a primetime game against a division opponent coming, there will be increased outside attention on how far Ross's patience will stretch.
There's a couple of things you could look at that. Like, one, Ross is not a knee-jerk guy, right? So there's nothing that's going to just present itself that he's just going to do like a Jeffrey Luria, one situation, and then...
Oh, man.
Right.
Luria had some doozies.
But I would say this. He will also evaluate after this game and say, we can't keep doing this. Or, you know, there's hope. You know, so I do think that he'll do something like that. But to say... it hinges on one game. Like, that's a bit... if you say something like that, you put yourself in a bad spot. You don't put the team in the bad. You put you in the bad spot because you may back yourself into a corner that forced you to do something you didn't really want to do. So, for sure. I appreciate the fact that he's not, you know, like, putting ultimatums out there, because he understands how this works. But I will say this, that you have to know, if you go out there and get drug up, that the likelihood that he changes his mind becomes greater.
Of course.
And you become less comfortable.
Yeah, like if they come to the decision, let's just say the worst happens tonight. You know, another 33-8. None of us could be surprised tomorrow if we get the news.
I'll be asleep at halftime, buddy. I'll tell you right now.
But none of us could be surprised if we wake up tomorrow and we get the news Stephen Ross has decided to part ways with Mike McDaniel. None of us would be. I don't even think Mike McDaniel would be surprised.
Here's the kicker, though. And here's where I think the conversation needs to be had with either Stephen Ross, who's helping him make the decisions. Are we in this situation more for Mike McDaniel because of Chris Greer?
I think Chris Greer.
Right. So if you're gonna be that guy and look on the football field and say, I don't like the direction we're heading, then to fire the coach is not really doing anything.
Yeah, I think it's just to kind of give the message to, I don't know if it's the fan base, I don't know who, but it's to give the message we're not going to accept this, you know.
Yeah,
I think what everybody had last year at the end of last year, you know, one of the things I found interesting about his statement, that whole, you know, status quo statement that he put out, yeah, he didn't even let them talk. You know, sometimes the owners will like let these guys talk it over, and he goes, he was already mind made up. No matter what happened, he was going to stick with those guys. And I almost wonder, like, man, should I have listened to them, hear out why the season went the way that it did before all that? Because remember, he gave that statement, and then all this tardiness stuff came out. And,
right,
you know, I would have wondered if he would have waited 24 hours, would he have felt different? I don't know. But look, I think he clearly went into this hopeful that this thing was going to turn around in the right way. If it doesn't, and every roster concern that we've had has definitely been exposed, and even the ones we thought were going to be good have also been exposed.
Right.
So, like, what is the guiding light to this season right now? Achan? Like, what is the thing that we have promise in right now? Because they don't have time to really rebuild. Like, I know they're rebuilding. They're not doing a full rebuild. But even, like, you got, like, Jonas Savainaya, and it's like, he's the worst graded guard in the league, but you don't have time for him to be the worst graded guard in the league because of this piss-poor offensive line you've built for 4 years.
And that being said, that brings me back to my point. Understanding what your situation and circumstances are, what you need more than anything is active participants. The fact that you bring all these hurt guys in, right? Are you not aware of the situation? Or are you just falling for it? So, I don't know. I hate that we haven't even gotten out of the month of September.
Mm-hmm.
And you having conversations whether your coach should be fired.
Bro, we're barely midway through September.
No, I know.
This is terrible.
I was just trying to, maybe if it was the end of September, you'd be like, oh, we've been at it for a month. But it's not. We just hit the halfway point.
We just put up Halloween decorations in Target.
Really?
They just start selling the pumpkin spice stuff at Publix.
Really?
Pumpkin just spice now? Donut, pumpkin spice fritter. You got the pumpkin spice coffee out front. You got pumpkins, big pumpkins, small pumpkins, pumpkins all over the place. You got what's the beer?
Worms.
What's the lager from
Oktoberfest?
It's Oktoberfest. Sam Adams.
Yeah. You got Oktoberfest out front, right?
Love Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah. They got the little brown fake leaves out there. Yeah. And we already talking about whether our coach is gonna survive.
That's not good.
But I would say this. The more you explain the situation, the more I'm having a hard time trying to figure out. If you knew what has plagued you for the last 3 or 4 years, I don't care what you think about injuries. How could you feel this team has a better chance of improving when you bring guys in that have to go through rehab and aren't healthy? That's a fair and honest question.
Ugh, crazy.
Because I have said to you many a times, and Tobin can attest to this, where this team is right now, I would never sign an injured player. I don't care how great he is.
Damage is done. They did that. He's been doing it.
That's on a number of, we got more players whispering in Mike McDaniel's ear during the game than playing.
Yeah, even looks at the draft. Yeah, he even looks at the draft. Probably goes, "Oh, you missed how many time games in college? No big deal. We'll draft you. You're good. You're good." Dolphins.
I can't believe how excited I got over somebody. He is a Giant.
Damn, over two games? Come on.
He might be good. But that's my point. Is like we don't have
here. Vlad. Tobin made the best point as to why I feel this way. It's not that he's only played two games. It's that this organization is not in a position that can be afforded.
Right.
And it's unfortunate for the players, for the coaches, for everybody.
Kenny G too.
Kenny G too. Like everybody after two games, where is he? Man. First of all, we ain't watching film like that. You don't know what his impact has actually been. I'm more upset and concerned about the guys who have been here that aren't getting pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah.
Oof. 17 rush-ins, and every time I see them, they chasing, doing that dive, trying to slap the back of the leg because they too chunky to keep up.
And then you almost got it. You almost got it.
And then you got to.
How many are we going to get those tonight, Vlad, with Josh Allen just running willy-nilly away?
Exactly. They got to face that big buffalo that wears number 17. That easily jukes and just moves people out the way. He could hurt. You know he could hurt one of your secondary members, like players, right?
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something, Vlad. Secondaries in the NFL are very good at one thing.
Oh, avoiding the tackle?
Hit them hard when they ain't looking. And hit them low without hurting yourself.
Yeah, I don't know if you
want to. That's why you ever see how many DBs like
they go low. They go low. Yeah, they
just whiff.
Yeah, because they go low if they miss that.
Yeah, with their eyes closed.
Right. But I don't think you want to do that against number 17. Like
I've accidentally need more guys in the head going low.
Oh my God.
And they just went night night.
You went Harley Race on them.
No, they ran into my knee.
Oh, sure.
I wasn't trying to knee them. They just tried to hit me low when I was lifting my leg.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.